I have a love-hate relationship with exercise.
Okay.
I really do. It's Anna and Raven. So, you know, I was a chubby kid, and a lot of my life is fighting to not be chubby.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started exercising a long time ago, about 10 years ago, and I lost a lot of weight, and I got really healthy. And as time goes on, you have babies, and you get into these old routines, and then you don't start doing it, and blah, blah, blah. But I actually am a Zumba instructor, and I'm starting to miss my classes. So I was thinking, I'm like, what can I do? Because I keep seeing all these fitness instructors on Zoom and on Facebook Live, and they're doing their classes, and usually I just sit there and watch on the couch, usually with like a bag of like Tostitos. Now Cheetos, actually.
Steal the ideas that you like for your own routine when it's time,
no,
that type of thing.
I
just
feel
peruse.
Like my headspace wasn't right in the last 2 weeks because I kept thinking like, this is a temporary thing. I'm just
going to
sit here.
Over.
I'll be over. I'm just going to eat and all that. And then there's this guy, he's called the fitness marshal.
Okay.
Right? And he's a Zumba instructor.
Oh, he's the sheriff of fitness?
Yes.
That what he's doing? He tracks you down and he makes you do fitness.
And I watched this video.
Like a fugitive.
Welcome back. Arm to the right. Just smack it.
Smack it.
Smack it.
Three times fast.
Clean the window.
And I'm watching him, and I go, you know what? Like, get up off the couch and start moving.
So wait a minute. Is a lot of his fitness is stuff that you'd be doing in the house? Because he say clean the window.
Clean the window. Right, because he yells out, like, what you're supposed to do. Because if you're, like, a regular person and you don't know, like, dance terminology.
Sure.
He just, like, what it looks like.
Something that relates to it. It's like paint the fence, sand the floor, Karate Kid.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Like,
now, I like
smack
that.
Smack it. You smack it.
I know my wife is doing some fitness routines she hasn't done normally because she's doing it with people online, and she likes it. I think she was skeptical at first too, but now she likes it.
Right. That's exactly what I was at first. I was watching these instructors, and my favorite is like when the instructors like look into the camera and they're like, you're doing great. I'm like, you can't see me.
Right.
I'm about four elbows deep into this bag of chips. What are you talking about? I'm doing great. I'm not doing great. I'm up 6 pounds. Right. This ain't great.
I'm doing terrible.
Right?
This is the most work I've put in today, which is hitting the like emoji on your video.
Oh, man. But this weekend, I woke up. I go, nope. Like, that's enough. That's enough of feeling sorry for yourself in the world. We're going to get up and we're going to do it. And I took a class online on Facebook Live on Saturday, and it felt good. And then I did it again Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've got the kids running around. But
sure.
Now, Hayden kind of pops in and out, my older one, to kind of do it for a few minutes. And then I'm like, you know what? I feel good. And I'm sweating in my living room. And this is okay.
Okay. So what are you going to do? Does this mean that you're going to come up with your own clean the window?
Well,
because, I mean, you do Zumba, so that takes a little bit more space, I'm guessing, there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to knock somebody over if you try doing that in your house.
Normally, I would teach on Wednesday at 4:30, but all the gyms are closed. So, obviously, my class will not happen.
Right.
But I'm going to do it on our Facebook Live tomorrow. If you go to Anna and Raven on Facebook at 4:30 tomorrow, I'm going to do a shorter class because I'm not going to do a whole hour because I feel funny just dancing by myself for an hour in front of a camera.
It is a little bit strange.
But I'll do a 30-minute class. And if you want to join, and if you've never taken Zumba before, and if you're not, you know, you're just curious what it's about, you might as well take it with me and see what all the hype is about. We'll just have fun.
You should make a routine that gives the history of Zumba all through it until modern times right now.
Oh, I can do that.
Can you?
Oh, I already have one of those. I call it my New Year's Eve playlist.
The history of Zumba.
I do like the whole history of Zumba on New Year's Eve. I do it every single year.
It's like an interpretive dance as much as it is a workout.
Well, it just goes through the routines through the year and how it's evolved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's different.
Right. So 4:30 tomorrow, if you want to head to the Anna and Raven Facebook page, we'll share it everywhere. And come take Zumba with me. Grab the kids. It'll be fun.